Grace and peace to you from God, who is our Father and our Mother, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever watched one of those makeover shows? Or seen like the before and after pictures that are in all the women's magazines? Maybe the men's magazines too, I don't know. I haven't seen them. The ones that explain step by step everything you need to do and every product you should buy so that you too can look like this after photo. There are lots of shows to choose from. Style by Jury, The Biggest Loser focuses on weight loss, Extreme Makeover. And then there are the ones focused on homes on the Home Network, Fixer Upper, The Property Brothers, Extreme Makeover, Homes. And then there's Queer Eye for the Straight Guy and Queer Eye More Than a Makeover, which I guess fixes your whole life, not just the way you look. We're fascinated by these things because we're fascinated by that idea that someone can fix us up, make ourselves or our lives look like those perfect pictures we carry around in our heads. So our lesson today was from the prophet Hosea. I haven't read Hosea very often. I don't even think that he comes up in the other lectionary, just a minor prophet we don't talk about too much. Hosea was an 8th century prophet in the northern kingdom of Israel. And Hosea had a unique situation because God not only gave him a message to speak, but asked Hosea to live his life as a metaphor for God's message about Israel's unfaithfulness. So in the very first words of the book of Hosea, God tells Hosea to go marry a woman who is, in different translations, a promiscuous woman, an adulterous woman, or a prostitute. You get the picture. God sends him to marry a woman of loose morals. So he goes and he marries Gomer, and they have 3 children. Now, names are important in the Old Testament, and the names carry the story in this first chapter. Hosea means salvation, and Gomer means end. God gives them the names for all of their children, which reflect God's relationship with Israel. The first son is named Jezreel, which is the name of a famous valley in Israel. It is the place of the bloody defeat of King Ahab and Queen Jezebel, the wicked king and queen that we read about last week who brought the worship of Baal into Israel. The second child, a daughter, is named Lo-Ruhamah, which means no pity, or perhaps not beloved. And the third child is named Lo-Ami, not my people. And then, after these 3 children, Gomer leaves Hosea and takes up with another man. Now, at this point, she could be put to death. The death penalty was the punishment for adultery at that time. But instead, God sends Hosea to get her, to actually pay the other man for her return, and he brings her home to live again as his wife. Hosea's story ends with mercy for Gomer, a foreshadowing of the message to come. In chapters 2 to 10, Hosea writes the message that God sends for the people of Israel. It's one message repeated in many ways with many metaphors, the courtyard, the farm, the family. But basically, God is talking about how Israel has always been unfaithful. Israel and her kings continue to turn to other deities, perhaps feeling like they can control with their prayers and offerings these lesser gods. They have also turned to foreign military powers for protection. God had always been both the ruler and protector of Israel. You remember the days when they carried the Ark of the Covenant into battle and it brought them victory by God's hand? But now they have turned away from God and taken Assyria to be their protector. The kings of Israel began to pay tribute to Assyria, but it didn't protect them from the violence of the time, as Assyria's warfare with Egypt went right through the land of Israel, and they were caught up again in the violence. This image is from Assyria about a century later, but it shows the Assyrian king Esarhaddon holding two of his vassal kings on a leash. One is the king of Tyre, and the other is the pharaoh of Egypt. It shows the kind of subjection, the way that Assyria felt about its vassals. And there is writing from the king of Assyria at about the time of Hosea that lists the 22 kings that are vassals of Assyria, and Manasseh of Israel is one of them. This is what Israel has chosen for itself. And God is sorely tempted to just leave them to it. God has lavished loving kindness on Israel through the centuries, only to be repaid by rebellion and betrayal. And then in chapter 11, it opens with a glimpse of God's inner turmoil. It portrays an image of God as the parent of a beloved child. God uses both the name Israel and the name Ephraim, which was the largest tribe in Israel, both to refer to God's beloved in this passage. God remembers bringing the child Israel out of Egypt and caring for him, teaching him to walk. In beautiful images that I hear as very maternal images, God remembers, "I was to them like the one who lifts infants to their cheeks. I bent down to them and fed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with bands of love, but they did not know that I healed them." Again, Israel has rejected God, and God has had enough. Israel is suffering the consequences of their decision, warfare, and subjection to foreign power, and God is tempted to just leave them to the wreck they've created. God muses, "To the Most High they call, but he does not raise them up at all." God is ready to wash his hands of this troublesome people. But then there is a sudden shift in tone. God turns on a dime, crying, "How can I give you up, O Ephraim? How can I hand you over, O Israel? My compassion overwhelms me. I will not let my anger dictate my actions, for I am no mortal, subject to the whims of emotion. I am the Holy One in your midst, and I choose the way forward. And the way forward is mercy and steadfast love." What sort of dramatic transformation has taken place? Looking at Israel, there is no difference. The before picture and the after picture are exactly the same. Israel is a mess. What has changed? Nothing. God has simply chosen again to move from anger to mercy. God, on seeing his beloved Israel reap the consequences of unfaithfulness, chooses love again. God looks at Israel and sees not a broken down wreck, but the beloved child within and the beautiful restoration that is to come. God sees the truth, not only the truth of what is, but also the truth of what can and will be. Now, I don't know about you, but most days I feel something like this. I'm a wreck, and it's going to take more than a quick coat of paint or a roof repair to fix what's wrong. The cracks run right into the foundation, and God knows it. In fact, God probably sees my faults and mistakes and inconsistencies even better than I do. God sees the places I fool myself, trying to stay in control and build my own security, and God shakes God's head. "That's not going to work. Just try it my way. Oh no, here we go again." God looks at me, at all of us, and sees this. But God also sees this. God sees the places we shine, God sees the love and kindness that we struggle to share. God sees the intentions that don't work out, the hopes that feel out of reach, the faith that holds on to us even when we strain against it. God looks at us, and God sees this and this. Our before and becomes beautiful in the light of God's love. Our rough edges may not be completely smoothed away, but that is what makes us us. And God takes those rough edges and puts them to work for mercy and compassion in the world. Next summer, when we gather at Rainbow Trail Lutheran Camp, the theme will be 2020 Vision, seeing ourselves and others as God does. God sees us whole, beauty and darkness, gifts and struggles, faith and fear. And God loves us just as we are. We are still before and we are also after, because God is faithful even when we are not. And God's Spirit works in us and for us to bring hope and new life. God sees all of who we are and wants us to love and trust and follow God so that our spirits might be renewed and our hearts may be at peace and our lives may reflect God's mercy and compassion. That's Hosea's good news. God never gave up on Israel. God never gives up on us. God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Hosea went after Gomer. Israel, the prodigal son, is beloved and welcomed home, and so are we. Thanks be to God. Amen.